This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of April 27th, 2011. Coming back on to open session at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Summer Reese, Chair. Bill Crozier, Vice Chair. Carolyn Verdon, Secretary. Carolyn, could you please call the roll? Thank you. Carolyn? All right.
Not following my own advice. I muted myself.
You muted yourself. I know. That's why there's always any of us when we're delayed. It's usually because we're on mute. So anyway, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay. Rodrigo is coming on later. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Aaron is here. Lydia Brazone? Lydia Brazone? Summer Reese?
Present.
Reese is present. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Could the secretary speak to the telephone, please?
Andrea Turner. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Bediako is here. Carolyn Burden is here. Kathy Davis.
Here.
Kat Davis is here. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Steinberg is here. Teresa Allen.
Here.
Allen's here. Jessica Apollinar.
Here.
Okay, Apollinar is here. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Bethune is here. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Crozier is here. Brene Bryce LaPorte. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Johnson is Marcy Orenthoff. Marcel Reed.
Here.
Marcel Reed is here. Effie Nwangaza.
Here.
Nwangaza is here. And Heather Gray.
Here. Here.
Gray is here. Now going back, Rodrigo Argueta. Is Lydia Brazone?
Here.
Lydia's here. And Andrea Turner? Andrea Turner? No. All right, we have quorum, Madam Chair.
And Kim Marie is here.
Hi, Kim Marie. Please mark Kim Marie's presence as well.
And Arlene is here. Avarn's here.
Arlene, and I'm sorry.
Avarn.
That would be Arlene Engelhardt, Executive Director of the Pacifica Foundation, and LaVarne Williams, Chief Financial Officer of the Pacifica Foundation. And is Ricardo DeAnda, House Counsel, with us also? Okay, no longer. All right, thank you. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, we are well past time and almost an hour past our supposed time certain for return, so my apologies to members of the public who may be listening on the stream. Call to order and opening business. We've done our roll call. We've established quorum. I would ask everyone to please keep things as brief as possible so that we can get through some business in the time that remains to us. Clearly, we will have to meet again in 2 weeks to attend to the various business that we will not be able to attend to this evening. The agenda was sent out earlier to all members of the board. Are there any amendments to that agenda? Are we able to approve that agenda so that we can move forward with actual business?
Campbell Johnson for staff.
Campbell, go ahead, please.
Yes. There are several items that have been on for several months pertaining to the financial crisis that Pacifica has, and I noticed that they aren't listed as continuing business or new business. In fact, the new business is empty, and the six standing rules are not identified there, nor is the motion for an outside accountant. And I object very much to this. I had sent out a request for this inclusion on the 21st of this month, as well as previously.
Thank you, Campbell. May I ask, have any of those motions or suggestions, have any of them come out of committee or been referred to appropriate committee to get them chewed on at the committee level, which just briefly helped?
They have been addressed, supposedly addressed by our former chair. They were going to be addressed on the by the PNB itself, and the Putting them through another committee situation would be a distraction. They were items that came from the audit committee beginning in December.
Were they voted upon by the audit committee? Did they come out via motions from the audit committee?
Yes.
Okay. Because when I received them, they appeared to be coming directly from you as a member. If they did come from the audit committee, and if there's a vote attached, that's fine. I will be happy to. Tracy, I'm sorry. Is that Tracy? No. Sorry,
yeah, this was Tracy. I was just thinking procedurally because the coordinating committee did some stuff with leftover business from last year.
Yes.
We pulled out all the freestanding motions that were on the last PNB agenda.
Right.
And asked folks if they wanted to carry them over.
Mm-hmm.
We also did ask the committee chairs if they had any outstanding motions.
Right.
And while I guess it may not be correct to penalize a committee member because the chair of his committee didn't put the motions forward, we pretty much had, as a group, come to the conclusion that if things were not presented off the old agenda and picked up by a continuing member, that they were, in fact, moot and had to be reintroduced. So technically, I think probably what should happen is these motions should be reintroduced to the proper committee and then come to the PNB that way. They'll probably get heard faster by a committee than they will just by in new business.
I tend to agree with that. That's what I was thinking, since many of them are financial. Either they could go to the finance committee, or if they're Campbell, please, let me just finish my sentence. Or I was going to say, I believe you're also a member of the FRAT committee. Is that's correct?
Yeah, this is Tracy. Off the top of my head, they look more appropriate for the FRAT, but if you guys decide to send them to finance, we'll try to deal with them promptly.
FRAT is meeting every 2 weeks. Finance is also meeting every 2 weeks. Perhaps at the very next FRAT meeting, we could take action on them so that they could be voted upon and referred back up at coming out of committee and get put into the appropriate committee location, which will actually get them heard more quickly, Campbell,
Madam
than if they
Chair.
Go into new business.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yes, this is, we have a fiduciary responsibility that it seems as though, I don't know why, but it seems as though no one is inclined to address, and we've got a number of motions that I don't think anybody will die from the action or inaction that's been taking place in regard to these, yet they fill up the agenda, and it's just the same sort of thing as last year. And, the action of the that Tracy's referring to in regard to the coordinating committee is something that is certainly news to me. This was not raised at all when we met in Houston at the in-person meeting. And, each of these matters was brought up to the body at that time. And the indication was that, this will be addressed at our next PNB meeting. And it's not occurred.
Thank you.
Let's have some time here.
Sure that you're clear about that.
Got some other people talking.
Thank you, Campbell.
Ken to the stack on this issue.
Okay, I just wanted to...
I'm on the FRAT committee, the chair. I'm pretty sure we addressed this motion in the FRAT committee. It was voted down. I may be incorrect because I haven't had the meeting minutes of the last meeting, and my memory isn't that solid. But there's lots of business. We have lots of business that we do that are directly addressing the financial condition of the foundation. We all work on that. It's other things besides this motion. So I don't think it's correct. And I just call the agenda rather than discussing this. I move to approve the agenda and move forward with the rest of this meeting.
Okay, thank you. Just to address that, Campbell, I believe you weren't on the last FRAT committee meeting. I don't think they were voted down. I think your motions were just postponed to the next meeting because you weren't there to advocate for them. So I think if you were able to be at the next FRAT meeting, at least that's my recollection as a member of that committee as well, is that...
Point of information?
Yes.
What is the premise upon which those meetings are held in executive session?
I believe because we're discussing things such as personnel and... financial matters and those types of things. I don't know.
Financial matters, I thought, were responsibility to be publicly disclosed.
We're off agenda here. We're just trying to have a meeting.
Okay, so you've called the agenda.
I called the agenda, please.
Campbell, I will get your issues addressed, but I do think, Frank, where your motions are currently residing and that they should be brought up there, and I think you need to be at the next meeting to advocate.
And those meetings should not be in executive session.
I probably wish you should move to make them open at the next meeting, and we can make a decision at that time. But this wouldn't be the place to do that right now.
I've done that before.
Okay. The agenda's been called. Yes.
I think there was another motion left off from the coordinating committee. It was one that Teresa had made.
Okay, which is?
That we schedule additional Saturday PNB meetings.
That failed. You're right. It did not fail. I apologize, Teresa.
But isn't that the coordinating committee report?
There you go. It's something that can be brought out during coordinating committee.
Well, the coordinating committee report's not on the agenda, I don't believe.
No, it is. Everything's on there. All the committee reports on there. I didn't take people's committee reports off. I think we do need to establish a regular clear order of having the reports come out in advance of the PNB meetings. Not everyone's going to have a report. Not every committee has even met. But I think we're not going to realistically get to those reports this evening because of the time that's left for this evening. But I think everybody, the motions that come out of each committee should come out during that committee's report time. And
I just don't see that committee on the agenda.
Did I fail to put that on there? I may
Unless
have.
I'm
I apologize. I was working off the last agenda, and it is conceivable that one got missed. So if that is the case, I am looking. Oh, yeah, you're right. Governance, programming, finance, audit, elections, technology, racism, personnel, development, archives, FRAT. You are quite correct, Bill. I will amend that for the next agenda. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Is there any
point of information?
Is that Afia?
Yes.
Go ahead, Afia, please.
Is it the chair's position that unless a motion comes out of committee that it can't be presented to the PNB?
I would prefer to see most things come out of committee merely because that's where more work can be done on the substance of a motion. I really have to check Robert's Rules of Order. I don't know that the chair can take that position without making a vote on standing rules. But, you know, the entire PNB could vote to say that things need to come out of committee. Clearly, a member can make
motions. This is Tracy for the staff, briefly.
Sure. Anyway, the chair's position is I think it would be more useful to the time of the PNB if most motions could come out of their respective committees where greater attention can be given to the details of the motion. I don't frankly know if it's within my rights to make a ruling that one cannot bring a motion, but, I just think it would be more efficient of our use of our time to have them come out of committee most times. Tracy?
Yeah, this was Tracy. I had a brief comment on that.
Yeah, please.
That's okay? Thanks. I think that if we're talking about a motion that I believe is intended as a substitute motion for a motion coming out of committee, the protocol we have followed, and it was just done with the coordinating committee motion that Lydia introduced at the last meeting, the substitute, is that when the motion from committee comes up, it is possible at that point in time to enter a substitute motion for the consideration of the body. So I think that would be proper time and place for the motion that Afia had emailed earlier, which I presume is what she's asking about.
I do think that's an appropriate time to bring up alternative motions, although I think that brings us back to the issue, is a substitute motion supposed to be something that is substantially different or only slightly different? So I would like to get past the approval of the agenda because, in all honesty, even if we push it until midnight Eastern, we've got 45 minutes to conduct work here this evening.
Yep.
I will try to ascertain what the rules should be on entertaining countervailing motions as they come up during the agenda, and also with Campbell's issues as well, that whether they should come appropriately out of committee, and if not, where on the agenda they're supposed to go. But we're not going to get through even a third of what we actually have on the agenda. So
right.
I would graciously ask the board if you would be willing to approve the agenda so that we could move forward with work this evening. And I have questions from Campbell and Afia as to the placement of motions on here, and I will attend to those and figure out how to get your motion.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Is there any, other than the duly noted questions, are there any objections to moving forward with the agenda as it currently stands?
Yes, I object.
Do you want to be noted for the record that you object to the agenda?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Campbell. Afia, did you want to object, or do you want me to just get that resolved for you?
I would object also.
Okay, that's fine. Please note that for the record, Carolyn. Two objections to approval of the agenda. Are there any other? Do I need to take a roll call because there were two objections? I may.
Yeah, and officially the motion needs to be seconded. So.
Well, Ken had already called the agenda. Well, okay, is there a second to Tracy's motion to approve the agenda? There we go.
I seconded.
Okay, Ken seconds. Johnson and Wangaza object. Carolyn, could you just quickly call the roll for us, please, and then we can move on?
Yes.
And I'll make notes as to the questions that need to be resolved before next meeting. Thank you.
All right, thank you. It's Rodrigo Argueta. And Aaron?
Yes, I approve the agenda.
Okay, Aaron says yes. Lydia Brazón. Lydia Brazón. Humphreys.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't need to vote. Thank you.
All right. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Rosenberg says yes. Andrea Turner? Nia Bediaco? Carolyn Burden says yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Davis says yes. Alex Steinberg?
I'll pass.
Lisa Allen?
Yes.
Steinberg passes. Allen says yes. Mary Jessica Apollinar? Wesley Bassoon? Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Crozier abstains. Renee Bryce LaPorte? Here, Campbell Johnson?
No.
No, Johnson votes no. Kimberly Orendorf? I'm sorry? Kimberly Orendorf? Marcel Reed? Ian Wangaza?
No.
No. Heather Gray? Heather Gray? All right, going back over the names who did not respond.
Sorry, Heather Gray, yes. I'm sorry.
All right. Rodrigo Argueta? Tia Brazón? Andrea Turner? Nia Bediaco?
Sorry, I just wanted personal privilege. What are we voting on, please? I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Approving the agenda.
To approve the agenda.
Approve the agenda.
Yeah, it's just the approval of the agenda.
No point.
Come back to me. I'm just trying to relive what
right.
all the chatter was.
Jessica Apollinar. Jessica. Okay, Wesley Bassoon.
I'm sorry. Yes, I approve.
Is that Jessica? Is that Jessica?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm having trouble with voices. Kimberly Orendorf. Marcel Reed.
This is Lydia. I'm sorry, I had to take an urgent call on my other phone. What is the motion?
We're voting to approve the agenda. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I think point of order.
Yes.
I think that in all fairness, the newcomers should be informed of the basis of the question and why we're having a vote and what the vote means.
Oh, it's just that certain people oppose approving the agenda because there's some question as to how their motions get onto the agenda. I've pointed out that we have now 40 minutes to finish business for this evening before we hit midnight, 12 Eastern. So I'm making notes as we speak to answer questions regarding substitute motions and motions coming out of committee before next meeting. And
this is Ken. I have an objection, a point of order. During a vote, people vote. If they
there
don't know what it was, then abstain.
Anyway, it's approval of the agenda. Thank you.
Lydia Brazón, do you want to vote on this? No answer. Andrea Turner, Nia Bediako passed. What is your vote, Nia? And Alex Steinberg?
I'm going to abstain.
All right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses, 2 noes, and 2 abstentions.
7 yeses, 2 noes, and 2 abstentions?
Right. And
okay, so with me, that means we have 12 people on the call, is that correct? Besides?
No, there were more here, they just didn't answer. Well, they were here when we came on.
Okay. Well, that's true. So we still have quorum regardless. Okay. Thank you. So the agenda is approved. Now let's move on to doing something with it, let's hope. Okay. Has anyone, well, minutes are the next thing on the agenda.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Of course, Campbell. What is it, please?
Do we have a quorum?
Well, we had quorum when we began, and after that, once the meeting has begun, quorum is one more than half of that. So since we had, I believe it was... Was
I think unless it's questioned, then I think that...
Well, no, we definitely had quorum when we began, and we would have 12 now, which would still be quorum, so we're way above the one more than half rule. So the minutes are the next issue. Has everyone had an opportunity to read the minutes, I hope, because they haven't sent... Okay, well, they have been sent out and circulated several times, I believe, so... are there any objections to approving them?
I think they're modified.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I think they're modified.
Carolyn, could you address that issue, please?
Yes, I haven't had time to go over everybody's accounts. It's been a bad couple of weeks. So the modifications and questions, I did answer Nia one round of her comments, and I answered her directly. There are still a few things that need to be changed or modified. Last time, the suggestion was made that we approve them now and modify them later simply to get them approved, and then we go back and change whatever needs to be changed, which is fine with me. I just resent them. They're the same minutes that were on the agenda last time, and I just resent them to everybody.
Which month, which date?
Tracy for the check.
Yes, Houston meeting, open session, February 25th, January 21st, January 28th, and February 15th.
Thank you. Tracy,
I don't know what's going on.
Do you want to... Hold on, Nia. I'll put you on the stack. Go ahead, Tracy, and then Nia. And then, did I hear another voice? Maybe... okay, I thought I heard another female voice.
Hold on one second. I'm falling off the bus.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second to that?
I second this. Teresa.
Teresa, thank you. Okay. Discussion. Nia, you're next.
I just got back on when Karen said that she communicated with me directly about the minutes. It was just about maybe, I don't know. They weren't really corrections. The way we left off at the coordinating committee was that the three of us would get together and discuss my corrections. And Bill Crozier, who normally takes copious notes, was supposed to check the corrections. I sent a lot of them. They have not been integrated. So
you object to approval of the minutes, is that correct?
Hold on a second, please.
What happened?
Hello?
I don't know what the story is with the minutes. Are they ever going to be corrected based on... based on what I've said?
Well, it sounds like Bill, would you like to respond? Go ahead.
Well, I did volunteer to go over, and I haven't finished doing that, and I was feeling bad part of this weekend. So I just move we postpone consideration of this till the next meeting. I hate to keep doing that, but...
Okay, well, I do hope that the people who have objections to the minutes would please get them together somehow between now and
I did that already, Summer. If you're referring to me, I have done that already.
No, I mean anyone who is going to go over them with you, that everyone kind of get together in a group to do that between now and next meeting. I'm not trying to point fingers at you.
Madam Chair, I'll be on the stack.
All right, I'll withdraw the motion to approve. It wasn't seconded.
No, it was seconded by Teresa.
Madam Chair.
Teresa.
Okay, then we have to vote.
Madam Chair, could we get some of them approved? I mean, if Nia objects to some of them, can we approve the ones that she doesn't have objections to?
Thank you. That's a brilliant suggestion. Nia, was it only the ones from Texas that you had objections to?
No. It was all three of them. I did them. I sent them out very detailed to Carolyn. Bill saw them.
Oh.
I think,
Hold on. So you're objecting to the phone minutes as well?
Well, we have a motion to approve and a motion to postpone, so I think we have to vote.
Tracy,
there you
can
go.
You please wait your turn, Tracy?
Sorry, Nia.
It was not seconded. That's number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it was seconded. It was seconded. It was seconded by Teresa. The motion to approve.
Okay.
The motion
you guys
postponed.
Want to run roughshod over what I have to say because you have the majority, then go ahead. But
Nia.
Why? Yes, you. Because I sent them out, and people. The thing is, you're telling the onus is on me to go and verify them again and listen to them again. How many times are we going to go down this road?
That was my question too.
We have two secretaries.
Kathy on the staff. Okay, please.
Where is John Gary? We have two secretaries, and they can't do this?
Well, I don't want to discuss any issues that may be occurring between secretaries on an open call, although I think that's worthy of discussion.
Kathy on the staff.
I have Kathy, and did I hear another voice? Okay,
Carolyn.
Kathy. Yeah. Carolyn. Okay, thank you. Kathy and then Carolyn.
I'd like to call the questions.
Which
on the
one?
Minutes. First to, what was it, postpone?
I don't know that had a second, frankly. Did it get a second?
It did.
It did. Okay. Thank you.
And then if that fails, then I call the question on approval.
Okay.
Point of information?
Certainly. Afia?
What is the procedure? Once minutes have been approved, what is the procedure for correcting them?
I'm not sure, frankly, that that's really appropriate to approve them and correct them. I know that one can approve them with objections. They'd probably have to be recalled, you know, for discussion, you know. I think it's better to get them fixed up front, frankly. But I'd like to let Carolyn speak to that because she's done more investigation on this than I have. Carolyn, could you go ahead and speak to that issue?
Yeah, one of the things that's holding it up is that people send in corrections. Mia sent in a great many, some of which were very small typos, but some of them...
Personal privilege, I can't hear a thing you're saying, Carolyn. Please speak louder.
I'm sorry, too. Some of the corrections that were sent in were very small and very numerous. So I ask that Nia and anyone else sending in corrections, please note where on the audio the item occurred so that we don't waste 3, 4, 5, 6 hours listening to it again. If you have a problem, you heard it. So just note on the audio where it is. Robert's rule says that minutes may be approved and corrected at any time. There's no time limit on correcting minutes. So you can go back and submit a correction at a meeting at any time for any set of minutes. So,
thank you.
It may be awkward, but it can be done. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Afia, please.
Does it then, at that point, require a two-thirds vote?
No.
No, it does not.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. so, I would, you know, it would be nice if we could approve the minutes, but we have a motion to postpone and a motion to approve. So, if we could just go ahead and call the roll on the motion to postpone, and depending on how that goes, then we can see what we do next.
Any objections?
Are there any objections to postponing this to the next meeting? Okay, and hearing none. Although I do have to point out that we must get these minutes approved, really, at the next meeting, because I really am horrified when things go on for months and months and months and we don't approve. Minutes are part of the record keeping of a corporate organization. They're required by law. It's part of our duty as a board to get minutes approved. So I do hope that, and it's not a long editorial process. It should be very straightforward, bare bones, what occurred at a meeting. And there shouldn't be that much argument over it. So I do hope that we can get these issues resolved and simply approve the minutes at the next meeting. I would ask that all members please read the minutes between now and then so that when I ask, has everyone read the minutes, nobody says I haven't read them. Please read them. If you have any corrections, please try to get them into the secretary within the next week so that she has time to deal with them. You know, if it's very minor, you know, things can be cut, but they shouldn't be, you know, added to tremendously. Minutes are not supposed to be a verbatim transcript. So it sounds like there's no objection to postponing to the next meeting. But again, with all those provisos, everyone, please read the minutes, make your corrections. Let's get this done because we need to have corporate records that are intact. Thank you. Okay, so that would, since the motion to postpone appears to have passed without objection, could you notice that?
This is Ken, a fast point of information. Are they posted anywhere we can access them?
They've been mailed to everyone several times.
I know that, but I'm asking if they're posted anywhere.
Well, no, because they wouldn't be posted until they're actually approved, because that might confuse the public. And
okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, again, please, everyone, you've received a copy of the minutes. Take a few minutes to read them. If you have any serious, you know, corrections, objections, send them. Send a copy to me as well of what your corrections are along to the secretary. And let's try to get this done so we can actually get them approved, because by next meeting, we will have the minutes from now, such as they are, to approve. Thank you. Carolyn, if you could please note for the record that approval of minutes has been postponed till next meeting.
Next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I'm trying to figure out where my agenda went on this phone. I'm looking at my own email, and I...
Acknowledgements is next.
Hmm?
Acknowledgements is next.
Thank you. Okay. Are there any acknowledgements that anyone would like to make at this meeting, please? Anyone?
I'm sorry. What's the question?
Acknowledgements. That's what's on the agenda.
I'd like to acknowledge Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa, please.
I would like to acknowledge Arlene Engelhardt for the two teach-ins. And I think
I'm sorry, for the what?
The two teach-ins on air.
Oh, thank you.
They were wonderful radio, and I hope that people are interested in them as premiums, or that people will buy them through the archives. I think it's just wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. I need to ask everyone to please mute your phones. Pound 1, there's a tremendous amount of background sound again. Sounds airportish or just noisy. So please, if anyone's forgotten, pound 1, please, for the sake of all of us, it's really hard to hear each other, and it's already difficult, and we're all tired, and it's late. So please mute your phones. Thank you. Teresa, did you have any other acknowledgments?
No, that's good.
Okay.
LaVarne,
please, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to support Teresa's acknowledgement, and to also to the staff who produced the teach-ins also, and Arlene's leadership in that happened, and that we do think there are some really outstanding premiums that will be produced, and they will use that. The stations will use those for the bus drive. So, yeah, it was quite specific then to do that, returning us to the means in terms of our brand, other than the infighting that people see lately, that it was really outstanding. The programming was good, and that all the people who participate, they've already started their planning for the next drive, and the program directors are now meeting monthly as a result of this. We're still in the work together on programming.
Thank you.
This is Afia.
Hi, Afia. Please, go ahead.
I would like to acknowledge and thank WBAI for the programming done on Women's Day and on Earth Day. It, as an affiliate, it was very helpful and useful to those of us small stations out in the hinterland. So I do applaud them and do express our gratitude for doing the Pacifican thing, and that is providing content for its affiliates.
Thank you. Are there any other acknowledgments?
This is Heather. I'd like to make an acknowledgment as well.
Go ahead, Heather, please.
I'd like to thank Pacifica for its work in helping to establish or get approved by the FCC, the radio station in Albany, Georgia. In particular, the work that Ursula Rutenberg, as the affiliates director, did on this, it was just really quite remarkable.
Hear, hear.
Thank you.
I'd like to add to that at the acknowledgement of Yvonne Dooley, whose idea Radio South was, and David Beaton, who actually did the hands-on work.
Thank you. Yes, and I'd like to acknowledge affiliates in general. I'm glad that we're adding more people to our affiliates. It's really fantastic to see new radio stations coming up and getting started and off the ground. So, and everyone who works on those is really important work. Are there other acknowledgments? Okay, so thank you to everyone for all your hard work and the people that are working on some of the financial issues. I think they should be acknowledged as well, including, you know, local people that are from our local station boards who participate in committee work on the PNB level. Their work is appreciated and also helpful to the foundation at a really, you know, really heavy level. So, yes, thank you to all around. Anyone else? Okay, very good. So let's see. Next up is, what do you know, board chair report. And we do need to approve at our next executive session some executive session report out to actually cover that as part of our business because I can't really report anything out without approval of the board. So I think, again, there isn't a lot when we are at 11:36 Eastern time that I need to add to this evening's agenda in terms of a board chair report. So I'd like to go ahead and move on to the executive director and the CFO and see if we can get through some portion of that business this evening. Arlene, can you hear us? You're probably on mute right now.
Sorry, I was muted.
I know. I can always tell when people are muted.
Right. We're trying to help people be able to hear.
Of course. Thank you.
In all honesty, there's nothing that I have that is so urgent. I'm knee-deep in legal stuff, and Ricardo's doing the reporting on those.
Okay.
I'll be in arbitration tomorrow, and so my life is revolving around attorneys. One of the attorneys said to me yesterday, after about 7 hours of working with them, you're about ready to take the bar exam, and that's what I'm beginning to feel like. I hope that changes soon. But other than that, I really don't have anything that is so important it has to be covered tonight.
Okay, thank you. That's kind of how I felt about my report. Okay, thank you. LaVarne?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I sent out a report. I don't have it in front of me. I'll just kind of go over it. That if we had sent out the results, we finally got them final. We had sent out some preliminary results Monday before last and then sent out the final ones with the report to the PNB on Monday morning. And basically where we are, the foundation is after 6 months that, first of all, that we produced a surplus for the first 6 months of the year, but there's lots of caution in those numbers because the major fund drives that we do are in October and in the winter, in January or February, and our next major drive is coming up this May. And then we have a smaller one in August. So the surplus that we have, we understand that we're going to have to this is going to have to take us through the rest of the other 6 months of the year. And although the surplus compared to last year is over $1 million, we also have to understand that we produced a loss for this past year. And if we look at specific stations, that's where we can see where the station of the foundation may be. And we have, and there's concern almost at every station. And just briefly, I can go through with WBAI in New York. They actually produced a loss for the first 6 months. And until we can resolve our major issue of the contract license fee at Empire State Building, which runs, I think we had estimated with the COLAs and the adjustments, about $35,700 a month. And that's something that we've been trying to address and explore with everyone. And we've talked with Krieger last fall about it, and we'll be talking with him again as we have gotten information back from various people. And at WPFW, I actually talked with Robert West and with John Hughes, the business manager and the general manager, that although they produced a surplus, that they still had a number of major payables that they had to take care of this year. And plus, as usual, they have a project with lead abatement at their antenna at American University, which is going to have to move up. They had forecast or outlooked this, but it was later or perhaps later this year. So that's going to move up. And plus, they're in the process of looking at options for the for the move, and John Hughes has alternatives, probably some of the PFW directors who have more information or might want to comment on that can do that. And at KPFT, which is usually our rock in terms of constantly having reserves in order to take them through any lean times, on our, as we talked about in the National Finance Committee last night, we are looking at actually having a negative cash by September. So what that will require, along with we have already arranged with John Hughes and with the business manager to meet with Arlene, and the four of us will talk about, you know, what we will do to address the cash flow issues toward the end of the, as we go through December, not just through the end of this fiscal year. And at KPFT, we will have to arrange, we are trying to set up a meeting with the general manager and the business manager, and Arlene and I, we're trying to get these meetings done on Monday to address perhaps issues and what we can do there. And at KPFK, you know, who has produced the largest fundraisers over the last couple of years, the concern there is just to keep the costs down. And I think that when we went through, as we had gone through looking at doing a budget update, that those are some of the issues that were addressed by the local station board and the finance committee. So you really have to be aware and really maintain and keep the costs down. Although KPFK, of course, is the station that has the highest highest reserves now, and it's running about 400. So some of the options there is that we have to look at alternatives to, as long as they're maintaining these reserves, to place it in a different account to obtain a higher return on the cash that we have there. KPFA, continue to have the issues of declining some in the compared to prior year in the fund drives. We're looking at some numbers now, and so the concern there is to keep costs down. There were headcount staff cuts in November. As we all know, we've had some a lot of pushback on that, that this foundation is trying to address. And national office, of course, our reserves depends on whether stations are able to pay their central services. And again, KPFK is up to date. KPFT has continuously paid their central services on time. And KPFA, once we got the CPB funding, which we finally received all of it in this month, which totaled $571,000, KPFA will be caught up to date, and we're doing the reconciliation on the CPB. We should have that done and out for next week. So, and the archives, the concern there is always that the stations, the archives have wonderful premiums available, and we were just really trying to get the stations to use the archives for premiums, and we've been able to talk about that those about doing that at the weekly meetings that Arlene has with her staff. So that's kind of where we are. Again, the concern, although there's surplus, we have we only have one more major fund drive. And that's coming up this month or next month in May, and the smaller one in August. And the big concern is that, you know, we have these meetings with the general managers to address cash flow issues and how we're going to what are the means to address the expenses and keep them in line, and also in generating funds for the station. So that's kind of where we are for the network. Some of the numbers that the revenue, the listener support revenue for the first half of the year was $6.4 million, which was about $400,000 better than budget, and about $500,000 better than the prior year in 2010. The net income is about $900,000, but again, that will have to take us through the next 6 months when there's only one major fund drive. So the plan to attain, to return into solvency you know, will be achieved by executing the budget as a management tool and tool. And also, the other number one thing that I see is maintaining stability in the stations in fiscal 2011. Because of the last 2 or 3 years, there has not been stability at the stations. There have been change in management. We're getting permanent management in place. So these issues we can address both in terms of fundraising and in terms of staff needs and requirements to also do the tasks that are necessary to make this happen. So that's kind of where we are. We enter the budget cycle for 2012. We've had meetings on that, both with the National Finance Committee and with the treasurers and business managers. And that's it.
Madam Chair, can we move forward on the agenda without Q&A?
Yes.
Because we have motions to pass.
Well, yeah, we have the KPFK budget. 15 minutes to do it. Okay.
Kathy, on the stack, please. I have a question.
Okay. Ken, it sounds like there are people who have questions. So, yes, Kathy, go ahead, please.
I know that in the upcoming fund drive, the May drive, my understanding is that each station is going to contribute or has added one day of fundraising in order to pay against the central services for each station. And I'm wondering if there's any estimate or any thought on how that would impact our situation at the national office in terms of, you know, the budget and having the money to make it through to the end of the year.
Lavarne, may I answer?
Of course, please, Lavarne. Thank you.
I think I understand your concerns here. That it will help in addressing the major payables. I think the package that I sent out had about $800,000, and the major payables include Democracy Now! Or the major payables are Democracy Now! And FSRN. So we do need to reduce those, and with FSRN, we need to pay the amount the plan is to pay those, is to actually pay that down so that we will not have. We will not have anything in arrears for FSRN. That's the number one plan. And the other is as the stations are able to send money to pay their central services, which would be PFW and KPFK, of course, and KPFA, which is always somewhat in arrears, but we'll cover that with defunding. We can have, and I had a ratio or goal or in terms of how we wanted our payables compared to cash. So I think our cash that I sent out is about 1.2 or 1.3 million. So we definitely want our unrestricted cash to have some ratio, which was over like 400% at the end of the fiscal year, but we want our ratio to be somewhere within the neighborhood of less than 50% at the end of this year. And I think that by looking at each station to see what they can contribute, and if we keep the KPFA, the reduction in expenses due to the headcount reduction, that, you know, maybe we can get some of that done.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if that was the question was regarding the one day of fundraising from each station. Would that day of fundraising would go towards paying Democracy Now! And FSRN?
Oh, absolutely, yes. For FSRN and some for Democracy Now! But absolutely, the goal is to pay down all we owe on FSRN.
Thank you, Arlene.
20, and we can have it here.
I'm sorry, Arlene? We're hearing back on Arlene. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, echo what Lavarne was saying and underline. Last year, when I came to Los Angeles for the board meeting, I had planned to read the Riot Act because I really thought we were in terrible shape. And then we got our 6-month report, and things actually looked pretty encouraging. And that's somewhat the situation we're in this year, except they even look a little more encouraging. And I've done some analysis, and part of that is what LaVarne mentioned a few minutes ago, and that is that we have less days of fundraising in the second half of the year than we do in the first half. And so we really have to keep a tight lid. We're going to be monitoring these things like a hawk every single month and working with each station. LaVarne's working with them, and I am too, for that matter, on cash flows right now, so that we can really stay on top of this. We absolutely must finish this year spending less than we bring in. That's if we want to survive, that is the first key.
Thank you, Arlene. Who is that?
Well, I don't know.
Madam Chair,
my question is really for Arlene as opposed to LaVarne.
Is that Afia?
Yes.
Please, go ahead.
My question grows out of Arlene's comments as opposed to LaVarne. So I don't know whether it's appropriate at this point or not.
Is it related to the issue of the financial report?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and ask it, Afia, because we're not going to have to. I mean, frankly, we have 9 minutes to midnight. I don't see how we're going to get through KPFK's budget, so please,
well,
go ahead.
My question, I'm hearing that management feels that costs are coming under control, and my question is whether or not there is a commensurate increase in listenership.
Mm-hmm. At this point, not that I can tell. You know, we're not getting arbitrage from every station, so it's hard to say. But we do have work going on at all of our stations, and particularly at three of them, to address this issue from the standpoint of both outreach and experimenting with some changes in programming. And so that's a high-priority issue, because obviously one of the very easiest way for us to increase revenues is to increase listenership. And
Madam Chair, I have to interrupt. I have to call the agenda. We have a budget that we want to get implemented at KPFK, and right now we're just talking high-level, you know, intentions. We're not talking about actual business. So I call the agenda. I'd just like to get the budget approved.
I don't see how we're going to approve a budget in 8 minutes, personally. But
there may not be any objection.
Let me just let Arlene finish your sentence. Please go ahead, Arlene, and then we'll move on.
Okay, I'm just saying that we're working on these from both fronts, you know, from the standpoint of increasing listenership, from the standpoint of implementing major donor campaigns and beginning to work with that at the stations, and also from the standpoint of watching expenses like a hawk.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions necessary for this portion, or can we move on to what remains of our schedule?
Madam Chair, I apologize. I'm normally very quiet. I just want to ask one question is yes or no answer.
Sure.
And that is whether or not any consideration has been or will be given to just doing a national arbitron contract to address that issue of improved listenership.
Yes, that is on my
list. To measure. Thank
yes.
you.
That's a yes? Okay. Thank you so much. I think that's a very important question, actually. Thank you, Afia. Okay, very good. Tracy, would you like to take the remaining 6 minutes to discuss the KPFK budget?
Sure. Yes, I think I can do that.
Please, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to talk extremely fast. Basically, there's four pieces of information from the Finance Committee. One of them requires an action. That is the KPFK budget. This stuff all has been emailed out, so I'm just going to touch on it, and then we'll move to the KPFK budget. One is the timeline of the Finance Committee to process the other eight budgets that we have to do by September 30th. We have set up a timeline to do that work, and it was sent out to the PNB some time ago. We also charged our secretary, the wonderful R. Paul Martin from WBAI, with establishing a spreadsheet at which we'll track the progress of each budget on the schedule. Hi? Yeah, hold on. Where we'll track the progress of each station towards its budget goals. Our goal is to pass all eight budgets
at least through to you guys by September 1st, and I think that we can accomplish that. The other motion, the third motion asked for the CFO, and she has agreed to initiate a process of recording the names of foundations and organizations.
Madeline,
what are you doing over here?
We can't hear you.
That give unrestricted, that give restricted donations to the foundation and record the name of the organization and the purpose for which the funds were donated on each station's income statements, and that's in the attempt to increase transparency. Which brings us to the KPFK budget for the 2011 year. It's all been sent to you with a considerable amount of backup data.
Come on.
You know what, guys? I'm actually having kind of a personal emergency, so I'm going to have to get off the call.
All right.
Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair,
can I be recognized?
Can I continue with this?
One moment, please. Let me just, what, Teresa, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Basically, I was going to suggest that someone else on the Finance Committee continue this report.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ken. You volunteered to
okay,
do so.
Okay, so the KPFK budget, unprepared as I am to discuss it, basically we cut down the anticipated listener income by $250,000, and we cut down expenses by $250,000. We cut the expenses by finding some expenses which were in a budget but were not utilized last year, and by other areas where we know there would be no expense this year, and also mandating a slight decrease in the staff of one full-time or one-and-a-half full-time employees. The budget's been distributed. This is much more hopeful that we'll come somewhere near accomplishing this and come in the black. So we did a lot of work. I have to take a moment to just give personal credit to our treasurer at KPFK, Tim Kaufman, and to Summer, and to myself, because we've been doing a lot of harassment, investigation, and discovery. And I think we've got something that's at least reasonable. So I would urge you all to approve this budget so we can make sure it gets implemented for the last 6 months at KPFK.
Thank you, Ken. Questions? In our last 2 minutes?
Madam Chair, I call the question. This is Teresa.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Teresa. Are there any objections to approving the amended and reduced and splendorized KPFK budget?
No.
That was a no. Good. Okay. So, going once, going twice, any objections to approving the KPFK budget as amended? Some days you people are just fantastically wonderful. Okay. It sounds like it's passed without objection. Carolyn, will you please note that for the record?
I certainly will. And may I add something?
Please.
Okay, Madam Chair, can we move the agenda? We can still get in the rescind.
This is a wonderful demonstration of how committees should work. When they come prepared and do a great job, it makes it easy for the board to approve without objection. Thank you.
Thank you. KPFK budget approved without objection. And that being said, it is 1 minute to midnight Eastern. I would entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
Summer?
Yes.
So before that, I hope this is quick, the revised timeline that Tracy was talking about, do we need to prove that?
I don't know if is it truly revised or is it the same timeline?
It was very similar to the one before, but it basically gives a little more teeth to allow the NFC and the PNB to move ahead developing a budget if the LSBs and local staff fail to do so.
Okay. Are you moving to approve that at this time?
I'm moving to approve the
revised
timeline that the NFC sent to all the board last week.
This is Teresa. I second it.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any objection to approving the revised timeline for budget preparation that was distributed? We can hear a lot of background noise again, everyone. Thank you. Somebody mute. Well, anyway, is there any objection to approving the revised timeline for budget preparation as distributed to the board last? Okay. And going once, going twice, if there are no objections.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, could you please recognize me, Teresa?
Yes, Teresa.
Madam Chair, are you have you decided when our next meeting's going to be?
It'll be 2 weeks from now, since I heard, oops, that was my timer telling me it's midnight in New York.
May 12th. Thursday.
It was noticed for Thursday 2 weeks from now. I'd be happy to move it to Monday 2 weeks from now in light of the fact that the second Thursday of the month is normally reserved for affiliate staff, of course. But it'll be 2 weeks from now, essentially.
Would the chair take a poll?
Well, we had agreed in coordinating committee that it would either be the second Thursday or the second Monday, and then affiliates brought to my attention that they had traditionally met on the second Thursday, because we were picking dates that had the least conflict with other dates around the network. So it'll be 2 weeks from now, either Monday or Thursday. I will check the KPFTX calendar. I think we're scheduled for Thursday right now, so maybe we could
yes.
stick to that, and then at that time change it to Mondays, if that would be acceptable to everyone.
This is Nia Summer.
Yes.
Summer, this is
yes.
Nia. I just want to remind people that we did vote on the motion
yes.
to have it the second Thursday.
And, well,
if
Monday was our backup.
Right, but then there's a frat meeting that day.
Oh, thank you, Nia.
So
right now it's scheduled for Thursday 2 weeks from now. So
right.
that would be our next meeting, okay? And
okay.
then we can adjust the time at that time if it seems appropriate, okay?
So affiliates, you guys have to put your meeting dates in.
Yes, but we did have the motion to approve. We didn't get through that before that question got brought up. There was no objection to approving the revised timeline for budget preparation, correct?
No.
Hearing none, pardon? Carolyn, please mark it as passed without objection.
Motion to adjourn.
And then motion to adjourn from Nia. Thank you so much.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Okay, everyone, it's been a great evening. Thank you very much, and we are adjourned. We will see you in 2 weeks, and I'll give you the agenda ahead of time. Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.